Montana currently has no known cases of zebra or quagga mussels in its waters. There are some isolated spots with Eurasian watermilfoil, and aquatic invasive species specialist Linnea Schroer with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says they want to keep it that way.
We believe it's just as important to keep things from being moved around inside the state as keeping things from entering the state. So it's really a two-pronged approach.
Schroer says with increased funding out of the last legislative session, the state set up 20 mandatory check stations, up from 16 the year before. The state has seasonally permanent check stations in places like the Noxon Reservoir, where there's a known problem with Eurasian watermilfoil, as well as at major border entry points.
Different users need to be targeted in different ways, or else you'll miss an entire user group. You know, there's people who only use the same water body a few miles from their house, you know, or maybe, you know, a small set of water bodies just within a few miles. And if you want to reach those people, you're not going to catch them on the interstate.
Schroer says there are also several roving check stations set up that work along different recreation zones, including the Bitterroot Valley, Swan Valley, and Madison River, among others. FWP and the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation shares the $1.6 million allocated to the AIS program. FWP partners with the Forest Service, Army Corps of Engineers, Bureau of Reclamation, and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes to manage the check stations. The DNRC takes the lead in all eradication and control efforts. Schroer says it's possible for drivers hauling boats to pass more than one check station in a day, and they are required to stop. She says once a boat has passed an inspection, it can get a boat seal that attaches to the boat and trailer.
And it shows the next inspector, this boat has been inspected, it's clean, it doesn't need to be inspected again. So that saves the member of the public from having to be inspected twice when they're moving throughout the state.
Schroer says they're still in the education phase and haven't written citations for not stopping, but people towing boats who don't stop could get a ticket. It is illegal to transport aquatic invasive species, and knowingly launching a boat carrying aquatic invasive plants or animals can get you a felony and a $5,000 fine. Schroer says the state is meeting this fall to focus more on the law side of the aquatic invasive species issue. She says Montana is one of only five states free of zebra and quagga mussels. The others include Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Wyoming. Inspectors at the check stations will first ask the boat owner certain questions to determine if a boat is high risk.
We tell our staff anything that's coming from the lower Colorado River area, such as Arizona, you know, Nevada, that area, there it's automatically high risk. If it's coming from the Great Lakes, automatically high risk.
Schroer says by mid-August, check stations turned up 31 boats with Eurasian watermilfoil. She says they've also intercepted boats with other invasive species, sometimes in strange ways. One boat was parked outside a Missoula home, and someone walking by noticed a zebra mussel. They called the FWP Tip Mont hotline, and Schroer says, sure enough, it was a zebra mussel. They worked with the owner to get the boat cleaned. She says that boat was destined for Flathead Lake. At a Flathead Lake boat launch in Big Fork, a sign that should be familiar to boaters spells out, tiny creature, huge threat, and warns boaters to look out for zebra mussels. Next to it, another sign encourages people to clean, drain, and dry their boats. This is a message Schroer hopes will become second nature to people, akin to putting out their campfire or catch-and-release fishing.
You know, just be aware of your equipment and you know, look and see. And if you see something suspicious, call Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and, you know, we'll check it out. And, you know, you could be that by you taking action, you could be safeguarding, you know, your favorite lake and the rest of the water bodies in the state.
Schroer says what's commonly unknown is the danger posed by standing water transported from one water body to another. That can be harboring microscopic hitchhikers and must be drained. She says most boaters at the check stations had some knowledge of the risks of aquatic invasive species, but there's still a long way to go. Most check stations are wrapping up for the year. In 2012, they checked more than 25,000 boats. Schroer says this year, they're on track to hit or exceed that number. Katrin Frey reporting from the Flathead.